Caravan Radio. Motorhome Matt in conversation.
Hi, you're listening to Caravan Radio, and this is Motorhome Matt. I am joined by a superstar from the electric van world, Paul Kirby, the electric van man. Welcome to Caravan Radio.
I'm super excited to be here, Matt.
What do you think of our world? You've been to a couple of motorhome shows now with me, talking about the future of electric camper vans. Let's face it, the electrification of vehicles is coming. What do you think of our world?
It's interesting. It's twofold, right? So first of all, the vehicles themselves are diesel and no electric. But what we also see is the reliance on renewable energy, like solar in particular. We could do with some wind today.
wind power.
But yeah, so you see there's an attentiveness to the options and availability of sustainable solutions, but the vehicles themselves are predominantly diesel. But I have to say, my missus is on to me every other day about getting a motorhome. Talk to Matt, get a motorhome.
In the bin zone.
That as well. Yeah, that's the thing, I'd have to take the toilet cassette out.
Well, you would, that is a blue job, that is true. We can't electrify that for you and automate it. But what's interesting is that as an industry, we're moving very much away from gas. Because I think we see it as, you know, burning a fossil fuel.
Yeah.
And we get more and more camper vans, particularly, that are advertised as gas-free or gasless. Mm. And everything in them is electric. Electric induction hob, electric oven, all the appliances electric. Heating them on electric is difficult, so we tend to use diesel. Mm-hmm. And the powertrain is still diesel. Mm. But we're not ready as an industry to move to all electric, are we?
You're as ready as you say you are. If you think you can. And if you think you can't, you can't. And I think in the same way that the commercial vehicle world is very dependent on use case. So if you're wanting to tour Europe and do 250, 300 miles a day and do different sites like that, then yeah, you might be stuck a little bit. But if you are going locally, and a lot of people here are traveling 100 miles or even just down the road, electric is perfectly possible. There is a balance somewhere. And I think with ranges over 200 miles these days in some of the larger vans, we've not seen the coach conversions yet for the camper world, but they will come. They're already in the van world, the commercial use of Lutens and drop sides and other sort of commercial vehicle uses are all going electric. But we haven't seen that yet here. We've seen the Bailey have done a Transit E Custom. We've seen Devon do the Buzz, and there's other conversions of the Buzz, the VW ID Buzz. So there's a lot of people giving it a go, dipping their toe in the water, and I think that's where we're at the moment, and I think that's okay. It's okay to be on a journey.
This is Caravan Radio. Motorhome Matt in conversation.
Let's talk about the ZEV mandate. That's the government initiative to drive all new vehicles in the UK to be electric or non-fossil fuel by 2035. So, and there are fines for manufacturers if they don't produce enough electric vehicles, isn't there? They're allowed to produce so many diesel, but if they overproduce diesel, there's a fine for them. £15,000 a vehicle, is that right?
It's just dropped, actually. So the ZEV mandate had a revision just very recently. We're speaking now in June 2025. In the last 3 months, they've had a slight revision. Now, two things. The fines got reduced ever so slightly, and also the likelihood of when those fines will actually start kicking in has sort of been pushed back another couple of years.
So is that to take pressure off manufacturers?
Yes. Okay. It is to take pressure off manufacturers. Manufacturers were, and the market suggests this, were bleeding money into the market, and we're having to sell too many big discounts in order to be able to achieve the goals.
I was going to say, they just give them away.
Yeah, and that is kind of, but that damages the residual value.
Well, and I want to talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, so the ZEV mandate is a very clear timeline, which hasn't changed. So by 2030, 70% of all commercial vans will be electric, or they should be, and the fines will be kicking in at that point, so you would imagine that that's the case. But 2035, every new van sold will be electric or zero emission.
So these motorhomes here, they're going to be brand new, are going to be electric.
Absolutely.
In that time scale, it's coming.
It's coming, but I think the thing to remember is that the ranges have gone up, you know, exponentially over the last few years, which is the biggest question. It's the first question that people have been...
How far I can travel.
How far can I go? And then the second one is, where can I charge, or how quickly can I charge?
Yeah.
And power is an issue that campsites across the country are going to have to think about.
Yeah, and that's a big elephant in the room, isn't it?
Yeah.
The charging network and our ability to recharge on campsites.
Yeah.
Many say, no, you can't recharge your EV on our campsite.
Yeah.
And that has to change. There has to be more infrastructure for this to be viable.
Yeah, and that's where solar and wind all come into the fray, and batteries and things. So we're already seeing the grid upgrade itself and bolster itself with batteries. So there's big battery systems that are deployed across the countryside already. And we're going to see that in a much smaller form and a much more local form, with a wind turbine attached to a battery delivering power at the base of it. There's a great site in Leighton Buzzard that actually has a full-size wind turbine, 4.1 megawatts, which is a lot. That'll do 8,000, 12,000 homes. And that power comes straight into a bank of chargers, and they're going to put a battery alongside of it to store some of that energy.
Right.
And then it becomes cost-effective for the supplier, and it becomes cost-effective for the user as well, and it's all renewable energy too, into the bargain.
Green energy, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the thing I find with this whole topic, is there's stuff like that that we don't know about as consumers. It's like, wow, that's fascinating. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
And this is all new, isn't it? It's innovation, and I think it's a very exciting time to be alive.
Yeah. It is. And do you know what's interesting about that AW Energy site is that it's in a rural environment. You could actually probably stick a campsite next door. And you know, be saying, oh yeah, but what about the noise of the wind turbine? You can't hear them 20 feet away from it. You can't hear it.
No.
And it is quite majestic. I love it. But anyway, you're right.
Some people hate wind turbines. I think they're majestic. I love them.
Yeah.
I love when we go down into Cornwall and that view as you drop down and all those wind turbines appear.
But here's a funny fact. Those wind turbines, that site in Cornwall, there is a site in Cornwall, it's the first one in the UK. And there was 10 wind turbines put on that one. The one in Leighton Buzzard now produces the same amount of energy as those 10 30 years ago. And this is the speed of travel. We worry about, oh my gosh, it's not ready, we're not going to be. But we will be, and we will be very quickly.
Bill Gates famously said, most people underestimate what can be done in 10 years, but hugely overestimate what can be done in a year. And that's the case for this.
That's probably fair, yeah.
This is Caravan Radio. Motorhome Matt in conversation.
Paul, I want to talk to you about price parity, something you've said to me before.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Price parity. So electric vehicles historically have been more expensive than their diesel counterparts. And that predominantly is still the case. So people automatically think it's more expensive to own an electric vehicle than it is to own and operate an ICE vehicle, internal combustion engined vehicle. But the reality is, the cost of running an electric vehicle is that much lower than its diesel counterpart. And we talk diesel because the vast majority of both in the motorhome world and the commercial vehicle world are all diesel vehicles. And once you put in those operating costs, and once you think about the brakes that you don't use, because electric vehicles have regenerative braking, it doesn't use brake pads, the oil that's needed is minuscule versus like 10 or 12 litres, all at £10 or £15 a litre. So the cost of running those vehicles is much, much less. So when you wrap the cost of running it and fueling it, because the cost of energy can be as low as 7 pence a kilowatt hour overnight, which gives you 3 or 4 miles, and versus the diesel where you're paying around about 10 pence a mile, that type of comparison, suddenly you're quids in. And so whilst you paid more up front, you're getting the money back whilst you own the vehicle. So cost parity could be here for some, but isn't here for others, because the cost of ownership and the how much you use that vehicle makes a huge difference.
Yeah, sure. But they're not for everyone, though, are they? Electric vehicles, I mean, they're just not practical. We talked earlier about charging. I can't charge one at home because our electric's on our old farmhouse that's hundreds of years old.
Yeah.
Can't cope with it.
Yeah.
Not unless I spend thousands of pounds, which pushes your price parity argument out the window. So how is that all going to change?
Well, we were mentioning off air the speed of change. And Justin Trudeau, the ex-Prime Minister of Canada, said the pace of change has never been as fast. And it'll never be as slow again. What we're doing is we are uncovering problems and then solving those problems. Renewable energy is a massive game changer. So putting solar on your property and then attaching that to a battery and doing all those kinds of things suddenly open up a new world of opportunity. Renewable energy, you know, wind and solar today would be an absolute boon in, you know, for energy. And we're probably running the whole country today on wind, 100%, because the amount of energy being created.
Because it's windy.
Because it's really, really windy. And so that's it. We've got to focus on the ability of us as a human race to adapt and to innovate and to change with the times and with the requirements.
This is Caravan Radio.
Motorhome Matt in conversation.
Paul, you are the fifth most influential man in the world of electric vans. Is that right?
Oh, it depends on which list you read. Okay. I mean, I... Yes.
It was 1, 2, 3, 4. That's what
I
want
to know. Oh, gosh. The list was ridiculous, but... I'm happy to be in it. They were global CEOs of major manufacturers.
Well, presumably Mr. Musk.
Elon Musk was number one.
Yeah.
I think he's dropped down the list now.
Yeah. And a few other lists.
And a few other lists, yeah.
So I want to talk about brands that are coming into the UK. I've always said, I think on our motorhomes, we're going to see brands on the front grille that we've never heard of or seen before on motorhomes. And we're here at the Newark show as we record this, and you've brought to the show a van from China.
Yes.
Which I think is a strong contender to become a camper van. And I'm predicting that we're going to see more Chinese brands building vans here in the UK or selling vans into the UK, which become motorhomes. What can you tell me about our future?
Well, the future is very clearly exemplified in the country of China. Because they call them new energy vehicles over there, NEVs. We call them battery electric vehicles, BEVs here. But the new energy vehicles that are being produced in China are just not quite the majority, but significant portion of all the vehicles produced over there are electric. And that's in small vehicles, cars, bikes, those kinds of things, but all the way up through to heavy commercial vehicles, 44-ton trucks as we might understand them here. And everything is electric, and everything is meeting the use cases that are thrown at it. So brands like Maxus, who've been in the UK for a little while now, commercial vehicle, they are already converting to some camper vans. They're being done in small series, the occasional one here or there for a very specific use. Verizon, which is the new brand, is owned by Geely. Now, Geely is a manufacturer you might never have heard of, but they own Lotus, they own Polestar, they own Volvo. So these are well-known brands in Europe, and that kind of insight is with these Chinese companies. And they are going to be bringing their own brands now. Verizon is a very well-known Chinese brand, been around for about 9 years now, 2016. The particular van that we've got here today is 20% of the Chinese market. Very, very popular van, and has already been converted in China to a camper van, utilizing this missing B pillar. You're going to have to find that on YouTube somewhere if you want to see that.
You open the front door and you open the side sliding door, and there's no post. It's just a big open void, which in a camper van would be amazing.
Oh, the conversion looks great. And when you add an awning to that, perhaps not on a day like today, but when you pull out your awning, you've got a beautiful environment, sort of bringing the outdoors indoors in a sense, almost like your bifold doors.
And this is a van with a range of 244 miles.
244 miles on one of the options. This particular version, because it's got the higher roof and more space, it will be around about 220 miles.
So when it's converted to a motorhome, I put a ton of sofas, oven, fridge, toilet, you name it, in the back. What's it going to be?
Oh, 9-10 miles?
Really?
No, I'm kidding. Probably.
The cynics would say that.
Yeah, exactly. But around 180, I would say. Yeah. I think you're going to get high 100s rather than the 220.
Which, I mean, you know, we think we want to be able to drive 400 miles in one hit, which very few of us manage to do that.
Well, if you can drive that on your bladder at our age, you're a better man than me.
Very true. And that's the thing, isn't it? We are used to stopping, but not to refuel or recharge. We used to stop for a coffee and a pee.
Yeah.
You said to me before, we're going to spend the next 6 years changing what we've been doing for the last 100 years.
Yes.
And That's exactly true, isn't it?
Exactly true. And the reality is, if you can charge when you stop, not stop to charge, yeah. it's no drama. If it's, so I was travelling to France in my car recently, and we stopped at a charge point. We were about 30% charge on an 80 kilowatt hour battery with a range of 330 miles. We stopped at 30% charge, went in, got a coffee. This was in France. Walked back out to the charger. I was at 85%, 18 minutes later.
Right.
I hadn't spent any time waiting for it to charge.
No, and the charge times are getting shorter and shorter.
And they will. And we're down to sort of 5 or 6 minutes for a couple of hundred miles in China today.
Yeah.
So the technology is moving incredibly fast there, and it will eventually get to here, but probably maybe in 5, maybe in 7 years, but that's certainly well within the window of 2035 that we're all expecting to aim for.
This is Caravan Radio.
Motorhome Matt in conversation.
Paul, I want to talk to you about looking at buying a motorhome. It's going to have a diesel engine.
Yeah.
Would you say to them, go for it, worry about it, don't do it? What would your advice be?
Gosh, look, the market is not yet here for electric motorhomes en masse. If you have a passion for sustainability, and if you're willing to adopt a mindset that says, I'm willing for a bit of change, I'm willing to compromise, then I would definitely investigate the options of electric vans, because the minute you get behind the wheel of it, you will notice that the technology is really strong. The drive is beautiful, it's so smooth, it's so quiet, it's so in keeping with the life that we hope for, which is peace and tranquility in the countryside. And it is perfect if you want to do that. And just take the slow road.
But if I can't buy one because they don't exist, I have to buy a diesel one.
Yes.
Should I worry about buying a diesel now?
Just get the best you can. So Euro 6 diesels are very clean, very much more clean than the Euro 5, the older versions. So that really makes a difference. But the truth is, motorhomes typically are not doing 10, 15,000 miles a year. They're maybe doing, Matt, you tell me, 2 or 3,000 miles a year?
Yeah, often, yeah. 5, 6,000 miles is fairly normal.
So the impact of the motorhome community on the environment is not large, so don't feel too bad about it, but where you've got the opportunity to support change, support it.
Yeah, and in the future, the residual value of my diesel van, my motorhome, given that electric is coming, what's going to happen to that?
I think once the technology surpasses the abilities of the diesel vans, which it will, then your diesel vans are going to start to drop in value. But at the moment, the electric vans are the ones suffering a little bit on the residual value front. So what that says is there's really good value in the used electric van market right now.
Yeah.
So you can buy an electric van at half its list price today, with just a few thousand miles on it and a year or two old, convert it to a camper van, and you are in a really strong position.
Brilliant. Paul, it's great to have you helicopter in, as it were, into our windy world.
Yes, indeed.
And just being able to show you a little bit more about our industry. Yeah, we're a lot of people with a yes. big passion, and it's really important that you and your industry don't overlook us.
No.
So thank you for coming in and taking a look inside our little world.
Check out the Motorhome Matt podcast at motorhomematt.co.uk.